Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, April 15th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, One of the Boys, 1989 TV series. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the fascinating depths of Wikipedia and surface with gems from the past and present. Today, we will unearth the tale of a television series that attempted to capture the hearts of viewers in the late 80s, a sitcom known as One of the Boys. Did you ever get the feeling, watching TV, that you've seen it all before? The rebellious teen, the quirky neighbor, and of course, the wisecracking grandfather, their beloved sitcom staples. But weaving these familiar threads into a fresh tapestry is an art form, and back in 1989, NBC tried their hand at it with One of the Boys. This short-lived show had ingredients that, on paper, might have spelled success. A star-studded cast led by Mickey Rooney, the legendary performer of stage and screen, a young Dana Carvey pre-Saturday Night Live stardom, and Nathan Lane, who would later wow audiences in The Birdcage and as the voice of Timon in Disney's The Lion King. One of the Boys centered around an elderly, energetic man named Oliver Nugent, played by Rooney, who decides to move in with his college student grandson Adam, portrayed by Lane, to keep the youth in check and enjoy the vibrancy of campus life. Imagine move-in day at the dorms. Surprise! Your roommate's granddad's here, too. The series promised comedy that would shine a light on the generation gap, with Oliver's old-school ways clashing with the modern lifestyles of Adam and his roommate and friend, Jonathan, played by a pre-stellar fame Dana Carvey. Their neighbor, played by Meg Ryan in a pre-When Harry Met Sally role, added an element of romantic interest and added complexity to the trio's lives. Listeners, think about your own family dynamics. Have you ever had a hilarious or perhaps heartwarming moment that stemmed from generational misunderstandings or differences? Now imagine trying to translate that into a series of weekly laugh-out-loud moments. Easy, right? Not quite. One of the Boys had all the fixtures, but as we've seen with many shows, having a great cast and a solid premise doesn't always guarantee success. It debuted as a mid-season replacement in January 1989, but despite its potentially potent blend of youth and experience, the show didn't manage to find its footing. It stumbled through a mere 13 episodes before NBC declared the experiment over. The show's struggles could be attributed to various factors, but a common critique was its failure to fully utilize the talents of its cast. Mickey Rooney's slapstick comedy, Nathan Lane's theatrical presence, and Dana Carvey's impressions, these were comedic tools waiting to be fully unleashed. But perhaps the scripts didn't give them the chance to shine, or maybe the show simply didn't resonate with its audience. Have you ever thought about the delicate balance needed to make a sitcom work? How does a show captivate an audience, balancing character, timing, and cultural relevance? The television landscape is littered with shows that had the right elements but didn't quite blend them in the right way. Part of this, of course, is the nature of the TV business. Competition is fierce, especially during the late 80s when the sitcom scene was saturated with blockbusters like Cheers, The Golden Girls, and The Cosby Show. It was hard for new shows to shine through. Though its run was brief and mostly forgotten, One of the Boys left behind some interesting trivia. For instance, Meg Ryan's role was initially played by Scatman Crothers during the pilot, another talented actor who could have brought a rich dynamic to the show. The decision to recast and redirect is reminiscent of television's fickle nature and the ongoing search for the right chemistry. After the show's cancellation, its cast members went on to have remarkable careers. We all know where Meg Ryan, Dana Carvey, and Nathan Lane ended up, but this series is a little-seen footnote in their respective histories. So, dear listeners, are there shows you fondly remember that never quite found their audience or were perhaps canceled before their time? One of the Boys didn't leave much of a cultural footprint, but it serves as a reminder that in the entertainment industry, not all that glitters is gold. But sometimes it's worth a watch just to catch a glimpse of what could have been. Even if a show doesn't resonate at the time, the moments it captures and the performances it enshrines can be incredibly valuable to the legacies of its stars. And that brings us to our closing thoughts. The world of TV is ever-changing. Tastes evolve, and what doesn't click today might become a cult classic tomorrow. Whether it's nostalgia or simply curiosity, there's always a reason to revisit the multitude of one of the boys of television history. Forgotten today, perhaps, but maybe rediscovered and appreciated in a new light tomorrow. I encourage you to check out the article on Wikipedia for One of the Boys. It's a brief read, but a fascinating look into a show that, while it didn't stay with us for long, had an array of talent that went on to leave indelible marks on the entertainment industry. Think of it as a time capsule, a slice of television history that briefly shone brightly before being tucked away into obscurity. And hey, if you've seen One of the Boys, or if this inspires you to seek it out, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Did the show deserve a better fate? Could it have succeeded in a different era or with a different approach? Share your opinions on social media using #Wikipodia One of the Boys and join the conversation. That's it for today's episode of Wikipodia. We hope you enjoyed this little journey back to 1989 and the fleeting life of a sitcom that tried to be a part of the TV family, but ultimately became just a visitor. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep finding joy in the realms of the forgotten and the famous alike. This is your host signing off.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, One of the Boys, 1989 TV series. Thanks for listening. See you next time.